Sarah the Geek Hag.
And we are actually quite ill right now.
We're actually home from work because we're ill, but we're getting better. So if you hear heavy breathing, it's not because there's anything funny going on, it's just because our noses are blocked up. So
what funny stuff will be going on, Sarah?
Well, nothing really. I mean, we're only married, so, you know, married people don't do that stuff.
What stuff's that?
Oh, shut up. Okay. Shut up. This isn't the Dawn and Drew show, for God's sake.
Please, no.
Okay, so anyway, today we're going to talk about the wife acceptance factor, WAF, sometimes known as the SOAP, or the significant other acceptance.
The SOAP?
Thing, potential.
I've never heard that before.
Well, I read it today.
Is that... Well, I mean...
I did. It was...
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Yeah. It makes sense if you're...
If you're a female geek and you have...
Yeah, or yeah. If you're gay or something like that.
If you're a gay.
But if you're gay.
If you're the only gay in the village.
I said if you're gay, not if you're a gay.
You said a gay.
Look, let's rewind it back.
No. Okay. If you're the only
gay
in the village.
I said gay, not a gay.
Okay, well anyway. So, significant... other acceptance potential. So, but anyway, we're talking about the wife acceptance factor today, and Ian sent me an article this week. I really wish you would stop sending those to me at work, because I never get time to really read them properly.
Okay, I'll send it to your Google Mail. So,
yeah.
So, no, I read it on the train on the way to work, so I think, okay, when I get to work, I'm going to send a load of emails, because not just you, I send emails too.
Okay.
So I'll... send it to your work email address.
No, send it to me at home, because like, then I'll remember stuff when I get home, and I'll think, oh, what was that thing you sent me today? I really wanted to read that. And I'll, oh, I can't remember, I'll read
can
it.
Can you get your work email at home?
No.
See, it sucks like BBC.
No, well, I asked them about it, and they said no. And I said, no, fine, okay. I wasn't really that bothered. In fact, I wouldn't want to get it at home.
This is one of the things that really annoys me, is that I can't get a work email at home.
You already have enough of a separating your work life from your home life.
I know, but it would be nice when someone, for example, if I send my business card out to someone, I have to wait for them to write me an email at work. And say for today, I'm not at work today, so I've got no way of getting the email.
You're sick, you're not supposed
I
to
know,
be working.
I know, but it's, sometimes it's nice when, you know, to like, because I always have to tell people, okay, if you want to write to me, please write to me at such and such at, you know, my other email address, rather than the work one, because the work one I can only get at work. Now, I understand the reasons why they don't allow everybody to have access to work email.
How did we get on this?
Because it's just annoying.
Oh.
I just don't understand that in 2006, how your work email should be accessible from outside of work. It
yeah,
just doesn't make sense with the way that people work nowadays.
Anyway. Well, okay. Well, anyway, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about a gay.
I'm not even laughing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to laugh about that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because it wasn't even a gay.
That's what you said. But anyway.
You know, I have no problem with gay people at all.
Yes, I know, darling. You went to see Brokeback Mountain and...
is that the way of finding that I'm actually okay with gay people?
Well, you went and saw it, and you didn't, like, make a, ugh, you know.
I'm fully okay with gay people. I have no problem.
Okay.
As you know.
So why did you feel compelled to just state that? I just
Because you said, it's like, okay, so if you go and watch Brokeback Mountain, that means you're okay with gay people. That's not a good enough indicator.
Okay.
You can watch a movie and go, oh, yeah, that was crap, that was good, you know, and still be okay with gay people.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So not what we're even talking
about.
I
know, but it's like, when you're saying like, oh, if you watch Brokeback Mountain, then you're okay with gay people. That's like...
No, I was just giving it as an example of one of the things that you've done that would let others know
okay,
that you're okay with gay people.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, so. Completely off the subject. How much time have we wasted, like, not talking about what we were going to talk about?
We wasted 5 minutes.
Oh, good, okay.
It's not wasted, it's been...
It's okay, whatever...
Interesting insights.
Whatever people who have downloaded it have already shut it off by now, so... Now let's get on to talking about what we're going to talk about.
We should actually address some of the feedback that we got from the last podcast.
Did we get any feedback?
Yes.
What feedback did we get?
People saying that you wear the trousers in the house.
Well, we're both wearing trousers, as far as I can see.
I'm wearing trousers, you're wearing pajama bottoms.
Okay, I'm wearing... No. Fine. Ian wears the trousers in this house, and I wear the pajama bottoms. That's how it is, for all of you out there who are wondering.
Exactly.
Do you think that's an acceptable response?
Yeah, and I allow you to do certain things to my darling.
Okay, sure.
And it's 2006, guys. It's not like it's, you know, it's like in the early 90s, not early 90s, early
it's not like the early 90s.
You know. Anyway, let's go. Wife acceptance factor.
Okay.
Or soap. Not soap, actually. You know, soap is in technical terms.
I'm have a feeling you're going to tell me.
It's a web service protocol.
I have this really odd feeling that you've told me about this before.
So, West, XYPC.
And that I've just sort of tuned out after a couple seconds and don't remember the rest of it.
We should mention that the IT crowd that we watched.
Okay, continuing on this vein of not talking about what we said we were going to. We watched...
But in the IT crowd, when the guy's talking to her, and you guys, if you haven't seen it, then you download it. It's off my... I've got a link on my website. excuse me.
He is really sick.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, it's on my website. Also, it's on Channel 4 on Friday. But it's a bit where the techie is talking to the woman, and all she hears is fuzzy noise. Yeah. It's a bit like that with Sarah, I think, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You see my eyes glaze over.
Uh-huh.
I just sort of kind of, yeah.
So that's what web services are right now.
I don't know, but sometimes, you know, it's like I really wish you'd stop telling me things because I don't understand it, and you just keep going. I'll be like reading a book, and you're like, yeah, and this tech and this thing, and then you put it in this socket, and then there's packets and things, and yeah, and I'm just like, okay, I wish you'd stop talking to me.
Why do you say so?
Well, I do sometimes. I go, Ian, would you stop? Just stop talking to me. I don't care. And you're like, yeah, but if I keep telling you, you might end up caring eventually someday. Okay. And I'm like, no, I won't.
I just remember we should look at our podcast and Hacks book at some point. Anyway, okay, on to the subject.
Wife acceptance factor.
Yes.
How much time have we wasted now?
Not wasted. It's not been wasted. It's been good critical time about other subjects. Anyway.
And gay. Sorry. Anyway.
So fucking rude, you know.
I'm not. I haven't been swearing. You just swore.
You know what?
Not office safe anymore.
You know what? This podcast was never office safe.
Not family friendly.
It is family-ish friendly. This is what kind of family you've got.
You've got a really fucked up family.
So you swore.
Oh, no!
Yourself.
Steve, look what you've done! Look what you've done. God, just dragging it down the gutter.
Go on.
Dragging it down the gutter.
Go on, you said you're going to keep this one short, so...
Okay,
We'll do a Dave Slusher where he kind of talks and... We need some music in the middle. Anyway, go on.
Okay.
No, actually, let's not do that.
Okay. Anyway, so, wife acceptance factor. Ian sent me this article earlier this week, and it was about... What was it about? Well, it was about wife acceptance factor. And I knew why he sent it to me, because when he wants a new sort of toy or something.
Toy? What toy?
When he wants something...
I'm not a child.
New, gadgety, that isn't strictly necessary for life.
It is necessary for life.
We seem to have this disagreement about whether it is or isn't necessary for life. And most of the time I think it's not, and most of the time he thinks... that he will absolutely die if he doesn't have it, and his life will be a never-ending abyss of sorrow. You're smiling, but that's exactly... You just carry on like that. Oh, God. Okay, so we thought we'd let you listen in to Ian's reasoning and mine. So the wife acceptance factor of the Xbox 360, which Ian now decided he must have. And
I got a remote. I got a remote, so I can actually show you what I'm talking about as well.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Wow.
I'll set it up so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay. So anyway, there's this Xbox 360, and I don't know that much about it other than it's white instead of black, and I don't believe they figured out.
That's such a...
Oh, fuck off!
That's such a stereotype of, like, how women see technology. It's white instead of black.
Look, I'm just getting started.
Okay.
Okay? All I know is that all this stuff that we do with the Xbox that we already have... No, wait. The two Xboxes we already have.
There's a reason why we have two, and you know that.
Because you bought one from Tony secondhand, because you needed another Xbox.
No, the reason why I bought a second Xbox is because it played CDR. You remember, the Xbox does not play CDR unless you get a specific one.
Okay.
So I could solder one upstairs if I wanted to, but
okay,
I don't see the need right now.
In the case of getting the second Xbox, the wife acceptance factor was high, because what would have happened had we not bought the second Xbox is every time we wanted to play one of the movies that we have gotten through, shall we say, not terribly legal means,
what?
We would have to go running up the stairs with it and put it in the drive, and I was having enough trouble with that when the drive was in the same room as the TV, and it never worked for me. I could never get a movie to play, and it was... really, really irritating.
Okay, let me explain for people that didn't understand.
Okay, gave away.
Basically, Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, made the Xbox, or crippled the Xbox Drive, the Xbox One I'm talking about, so it wouldn't play CDR discs at all. Now, there was a batch of Xboxes that did support CDR, but they're very rare. It's, I can't remember what drive. I think it's a Samsung drive, or it's a few of them that do it. You can find them on eBay, but they're usually quite expensive. So the problem was that when we were in our old house, all the computers and the Xbox, everything was all together. So you could put the CD in a normal computer drive, and then via Samba or what's it called now? XMBS streaming, Xbox streaming. You could stream it from the drive to the Xbox without a problem. Now, the problem is that now we live in a real house. The computers are up in their own room, and the home entertainment system is downstairs. So what would have to happen is that you'd have to run upstairs, put the CD in a drive of a computer, run back downstairs, and then select it. That's ridiculous if you want to watch a film. So we bought another Xbox.
We
bought another Xbox.
You.
I bought another Xbox so that we could, so I could watch films on the Xbox by putting it straight into the Xbox drive. So and you know it makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't disagree. I thought that made sense. I mean, I was a little annoyed, but once I thought about it, and once we had your all-important diagram of how every electronical thing in the house would be connected into, like, a giant thing,
yep,
it made sense. I didn't really understand the diagram, but okay.
So that's what it was.
Okay, so what I don't understand is, now that we have two Xboxes, and most importantly, I can actually get a movie off the shelf, put it in the Xbox, and watch it, and not have to have any intervention from you. Now you want to change it, and you want to confuse me. I don't understand.
No, it's not about... What would happen is that if you bought an Xbox 360... first thing, I would only buy an Xbox 360...
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me. The only reason why I'd buy an Xbox 360 is once it's chipped, and, you know, maybe we'll go there about chipping and modding and stuff like that later on, but at the moment, I've looked at an Xbox 360, I've been around Tony's house, I've played with it, and it doesn't do what the Xbox currently does when it's chipped. So for me, it's off the books. It's no point even considering it. Now, until Apple or and most people that know me know that I hate Apple a lot.
Racist.
Whatever you want to call it.
I don't know.
I'm not biggest fan of Apple for their proprietary hardware and stuff like that. But, you know, now they're moving towards Intel chips. There's a possibility that their mini Mac may have Intel chips in it. And that may be small enough, quiet enough, and have all the support for everything that the Xbox currently does with Xbox Media Center. So we'll replace the Xbox and put a mini Mac in there instead. And it'll probably be about £300, but that's about the same price as the Xbox 360 right now. Plus it's a computer, so you can upgrade it, do what you need to do with it. So that'd be pretty good. But until then, the Xbox 360 seems like a good choice. And the reason why I think we should get Xbox 360 is because of this. For people on the podcast, I'm about to play The Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Trailer, okay. Using Windows Media 9 with AC3 digital surround sound at 720p, okay? At 720 lines progressive. What that means is that it plays... Don't give that look. What that means is that...
That was gibberish, as far as I was concerned.
What this means is that it's high definition, okay? This is what the quality of high definition looks like. So I'm about to play it, and you'll hear what happens. And Sarah will see what happens as well. So I'm about to play it. So... Okay, it's caching the subtitles. There are no subtitles.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see what I mean. Okay, look at the quality of that. Okay, it's crisp. Okay, we look at this green screen. Okay, now. Right, what's happening, Sarah?
It's too loud.
What's happening there on the screen?
Well, it would appear that... God, would you turn it down?
I play it so everyone else can hear it.
They don't want to hear fucking Keanu Reeves and shit.
Ew, whoa.
I hate him.
What's happening on screen, Sarah?
The picture's stuttering or something. It's not.
The picture's not even moving now.
Okay.
It's not even moving. It's stuck.
God, it's Keanu Reeves. Get him off. Get him off the screen.
Why can't? Because the computer can't handle it.
Shut it off. I hate him. Shut it off. Thank you. Thank you.
So the point I'm making is that because it's high definition, yeah, the Xbox One cannot handle a true 720 progressive video. It stutters. It stutters really badly.
How many of those videos do we have?
Right, at the moment we only have a few, okay?
Which are all the Matrix.
Not all the Matrix.
It's all the Matrix.
No, it's not all the Matrix, actually. There was, Command N did a 720 interview, and even that stuttered.
Who?
Command N is a podcast I watch.
Okay.
What I'm saying is
that. So one podcast and Keanu Reeves.
And this is the other thing, is that. All the broadcasts in America, like your Desperate Housewives, 24, Lost, are also broadcasted in high definition TV.
Yeah, but we watch all that stuff.
But listen. But it's being downgraded down to a format that the Xbox can play, and most computers can play. That in the future will change. What people will do is they'll record it in 720p. Or higher format, and they'll send it out onto the net like that quality.
Okay.
So I'll have to basically re-encode everything before we can actually play it on the Xbox.
Okay, but how many people actually have the capability to watch that stuff?
Okay, this is what I'm saying, is that...
Because you're talking about in the future, but the thing is, you always want to be way ahead of what everyone else is doing.
But listen, right, what I'm saying is that you say, oh yeah, how soon is this? Basically, most of the stuff in America, if you've got cable, or you've got you know, satellite like DirecTV and stuff like that, it's all HD. You and your bloody uncle, and when we went to their house and we watched the NBA.
Don't call my uncle my bloody uncle. Oh, you're rude.
Your family has HD.
Okay.
Yes.
So?
And that was, how long ago did we go to America? We were watching the NBA and I was like, wow, look at the quality of that. You know, amazing.
Yeah, I know. You and my uncle were geeking out.
I know, exactly. That was really cool. But
yeah,
what I'm saying is that, okay, your uncle, right, he's a bit ahead of the times, right?
Yeah.
He had, like, it was crazy. He had, like, a PVR with, like, 160 gig. At a time, that was, like, 2 years ago. That was quite a lot. And also he had, he didn't have a TiVo, but he had an HD box as well on top of that. So he actually had, like, the HD stream and the standard stream, and he had, like, another box that he could call off all of them. It was okay. A bit of crazy. And he had this, like, 43-inch 4x3 TV, which is a bit weird, because all the TVs in the UK are widescreen. Well, all the new ones, at least.
Okay.
So, the point I'm making is that at some point, really soon, yeah, you can, if I wanted to right now, I can go out and get Lost in 720p format.
How is that going to improve my enjoyment of Lost?
Because Lost will be even better quality than it is now.
Yeah, but I don't watch it for the picture quality.
No, but okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. But when we get a plasma or LCD...
Oh, when we get a plasma! Oh, see, this is a critical mistake in the wife acceptance factor, is... is trying to...
You're kidding me.
Trying to get your future plans in when you haven't even got the original item discussed. Stick to one thing at a time, men.
No.
One thing
no.
at a time. Because
we agreed that when the TV blows up, we would get an LCD.
Yeah, but you just said plasma.
Yeah, no, I meant plasma, LCD.
They're not the same thing. I'm not that dumb.
Okay, no, what I'm saying is that if the plasmas are cheap enough, then we may get a plasma. But at the moment, the LCDs are generally, if you want a high resolution and you don't mind going less than 42 inch, yeah, which we don't want to go 42 inch. You've seen what a certain friend of mine's TV looks like.
Which friend are we talking about?
Look, I'm not going to mention his name. Cause
give me the first initial.
C.
Oh, yeah.
We've told we've
But I haven't been there since.
We're trying not to say people's names.
I haven't been there since he had the...
I know, but okay. Yeah, Jen, right, okay, you saw Tony's TV.
Let's try not to mention names.
I know, but we've mentioned Tony already, so...
Oh, okay.
No one knows who Tony is, really. And Tony's not listening to this.
Okay.
Okay, well, so Tony's TV is a 50-inch rear projection Samsung TV.
God, that was insane.
And that takes up... You saw it. Takes up the whole end of one room.
We don't have room for something like that.
Yeah, we don't have room. We'd have to remove that bookshelf.
What size is this?
That's 32-inch.
What's the next size up?
37.
We could probably go 37, but I don't think I'd want to go any bigger than that.
Exactly. And that's the point. LCDs only go... You can get a 42-inch LCD, but they're like $2,000+. A 32-inch LCD will be about $1,000, maybe a bit less. At 37, you can probably get just over $1,000. And it's coming down. So by the time we buy an LCD, okay, it may be down to like $799 or less.
Well, the thing is, we're waiting for this TV to break. And yeah. I want to tell everyone out there, I live in fear. I'm going to come home one day, and Ian's going to have, like, a boot in the middle of the screen. And he's going to be like, oh, it broke. I have to get a plasma TV now. I had some kind of accident where I managed to put my foot on the TV. I'm telling you right now, any accidents, I'm not going to buy it. You're going to have
to... Okay, yeah, I see. Okay, is that not going to happen? I mean, to be fair, the TV before this one, my Toshiba, lasted like 8 years. That was, I bought it second hand, so maybe 10 years actually.
You go and pray every night that this thing's gonna like go on the
floor. No, I want this TV to stay, but because right now there's nothing. The Xbox can't play HD content, okay?
Yeah.
So the TV can't handle HD content. It'll just downgrade it into like what it looks like right now.
Ah, okay. Wait. So if that's the case, then why get this thing that plays the high definition TV?
Because what I'm saying is that that it can handle it, but it will downgrade it so it looks the same. When the content, when all the content is HD, yeah, then that means that I need something that, that basically converts it into a format that we can watch.
You're laughing because you know how wrong you are now.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. Listen.
Wait. Okay, let me summarize.
Try and summarize then. Go on.
Let me summarize from the wife
acceptance
factor point of view. No, don't put Keanu Reeves on again, or else I will put my boot through the TV. Fuck's sake, I hate him. You know I hate him. Okay. Whoa. God, he's so annoying. Okay, and he's a shit actor. He really is. And I don't like
I'm not going to start on...
I don't like him.
I'm going to start on you and...
I don't like him. I'm just saying. Well, anyway, what was I going to tell you? What were you going to say? Okay. No,
you tell me.
I was going to summarize the situation. So what you're saying is, you would like to get an Xbox 360 because... Would you turn that shit off? What is wrong with you? Oh, God, stop it! Turn it off. Turn it off. Oh, my God. Turn it off.
Who isn't listening?
Turn it off.
You said turn it off.
Oh my God. Give me the remote. Give me the remote.
You've got your own remote.
No.
You've got your own remote.
Give me the remote. You're not going to get those.
Okay.
After the podcast.
Before you talk about summarizing, okay?
Right.
Well, the best thing I did was buy you your own remote, and I have the other remotes. For
yes.
Any guys listening, that is the best thing to do. Give your wife a... All in, you. I got Sarah's 6-in-1 remote, and I got all my other remotes myself.
Okay, but I've had all in one remotes before, and they were shit. The reason that this remote is better is because it's got the touch screen, and when you touch which device you want to use, only the buttons that are relevant to that device light up. So you don't have to figure out like different functions for it. I mean, it is a little bit confusing, and. If somebody didn't know how to use a remote, it would be difficult for them, but for me, it's great. So, it is nice to have my own remote, thank you, darling.
Okay.
However.
Go on. I'm going to prove you wrong, Matt. So go on, Carol.
How dare you? How very dare you? Anyway.
Don't kick the laptop.
I'm not kicking the laptop. So, you want to buy an Xbox 360.
Yep.
Because then you can play high definition content without it stuttering, even though the TV can't actually handle it. So there's really no point in having it until we have a new TV.
No. The way I say you can't handle it, it basically the TV won't display the extra pixels.
So if the TV won't display the extra pixels, what the fuck is the point of having a box that plays
it? When we download content. I then have to either look for it right now, if I look for Loss, yeah, I mainly find, Lost, season 2, episode 12, AC3 sound, HD version, okay, but HD versions are downgraded to play normally. It's not like a 720 resolution version. But there are versions that you can get on newsgroups that will have the 720. Because what I'm saying is that at some point, yeah, people are going to want the 720 over the other one. That one's going to be hard to find.
At some point. But the point that is point, not, that it's point, not
that
now.
That point is literally this year.
We'll wait for the point to come.
What, this year? When this is what I'm arguing for. I'm not saying that, let's go replace the Xbox right now. Xbox is cool. The Xbox is probably one of the best media centers media players I've ever seen in my life. You know, it beats Front Row. It beats, the Microsoft Media Center. You know, it really does. It's amazing. I mean, you can use it really well, you know.
Oh, thank you.
But you know what I mean? You can just put a disc in. It got a little green, yellow arrows saying play, or automatically start playing. You know, it's got all that stuff ready. You know, I mean, it's really easy to use. And it's, got some really advanced functionality, but it's built on a chip, which is like, the Xbox came out in 2001, okay? It's basically equivalent to a Celeron 733. It is a Celeron 733. They're not made... What's your laptop right now?
My laptop is dead.
Yeah, but what's the processor power?
I have no idea.
It's Athlon. Yeah, AMD Athlon 1.2 GHz. Think how long you've had your laptop.
It doesn't matter because the thing's a piece of crap anyway. It doesn't
Look,
work.
I know what you're saying, but listen, right? I'll say that if you at some point you've got to move bases. Otherwise, things, the media outgrows the base.
Okay.
For example, if I wanted to play DivX Films on a 333 Pentium 2, yeah, it wouldn't run. Or if it would run, it would run really
slow.
Well,
nothing runs on a Pentium 2.
Well, you've got Pentium 2.
No, I don't.
You do? Your desktop's a Pentium 2 Xeon.
Is it?
Yeah, 450.
Oh, that's why it's so slow.
Yes.
Oh, is that what the video I was watching today wouldn't play?
There you go. See?
Oh.
That's the point.
I was wondering about that.
Did it play or did it not, or just stutter?
There was just nothing there.
Maybe that's just a codec problem, though.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is that you need to, like, basically there's a point where you have to, like, move forward.
I do understand upgrading, darling, but most people aren't doing what we're doing with media.
I know, but most people are not watching their films via an Xbox. Most people are either, okay, first thing they do, okay, look at some of our friends, yeah? They want us to give them copies on DVD. Because the only way they can watch stuff is on DVD.
Yeah.
And we know, you know how painful it is to copy, like, stuff from Louis Dome. Okay, for everyone out there, it's really painful. Really painful. And that's what a lot of people have been asking me, to copy, like, lost DVD, you know, onto like a format that a DVD player will play it on, will play it. It's a painful process, and it's not a one-click wait. It's actually a do this, do that, resize that, you know, move this around, remove this, and then make sure it all fits onto a DVD, okay?
Mm.
So they're lost because they have no way of playing it, okay? Now, if you're happy with watching Desperate Housewives episode 2 on E4, then we can get rid of the Xbox. But if you want to watch Desperate Housewives and Lost ahead of everyone else, then we either got to use an Xbox. What we used to have a computer plugged into the TV. Remember?
Yeah.
And I used to lock my computer, and you couldn't access it.
You know what? Wife acceptance factor is very low on locking the computer so wife can't get into it.
In Snapchat, I just locked the computer.
No, you don't trust me.
No, I to give you a password to my computer the other day?
You did, I forgot it though.
Good.
Mm.
That's a good thing.
I'm going to call and get it again.
Anyway, the point is, we either plug in the computer directly to the TV, which is what Tony does.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a computer underneath the stairs.
Yep, saw
yeah,
that.
Exactly. And would you like that again?
A computer under the stairs?
Well, a computer next to a TV somewhere.
No, because, you know, the one thing that's really nice now with having all the computers in their own room is they can buzz merrily around. I mean, do you know what? This is funny. I'm just thinking about all the stuff that we have that if I lived on my own that I wouldn't have. I mean, okay.
I'm even a geek now. What are you about?
I know, do you know how I was living before I came over? I mean, it's like, you know, I had a computer, yeah. I had a computer and I had, you know, speakers with a computer. And I had, you know, that whole Skype thing that's going on. I find that incredibly funny because, you know, 5 years ago, I bought this, like, telephone thing that where it had the things that plugged into your mic and your speakers and... You're supposed to be able to use it to call people, and I tried using it for a while, and it didn't work.
Actually, you were on dial-up then.
No, I was on broadband by then.
Okay, not a lot of people were... One of the reasons why Skype works really well now is because a lot of people moved into broadband.
Yeah, but...
And this one application just works throughout whatever network.
I forget what
it's
called, like Net2Phone maybe? Or NetPhone or something?
Yeah, I've heard of
this. This is a long time ago. This is like 2001,
I know, but it's the same as me. Like, I've used... You know, I've talked through webcams and stuff like that. It's not all new, but it's now more mainstream.
We don't even use our webcams anymore, do we? Mine's in a box somewhere.
No, but your one's plugged into my computer.
How dare you?
My one's got no drivers for Windows 98 and Windows XP.
Oh.
So I'm a bit stuck.
Wait, I have another one. I have a laptop one, don't I?
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have that little laptop one.
I'll have that there for my laptop.
I never use that. Yeah, you should have it, because I never use it. But anyway, like, if I think about how much, like, I don't know, I adopted to things, you know, and started using them probably earlier than the average person, but I would not have all this stuff. I mean, surround sound speakers, I could really care less.
You like the sound that it gives off.
No, I think it's too loud.
Oh, no, when you're watching Lost and that, there's that symphony in the background, you loved it.
How do you know?
Did you say it was really nice? You were like crying and stuff.
That was because somebody died.
I know, but the whole surround sound also helped kind of build up the mood.
But somebody died.
Oh. Anyway.
Well, anyway. So, wife acceptance factor. I was reading about it being a combination of price, complexity, and style, I think it was what all these articles were saying. And, I don't know, I think...
Well, we just on that point, then, if that's the case, then the Xbox One would die a horrible death, because style is pretty terrible. Price was quite...
It's a box, it sits under the thing, I don't care what it looks like, it's not, like, out in the middle of the room or anything.
Okay.
You know? But
complexity of the Xbox?
Complexity.
Well, that's
you know what?
If I didn't set it up, then it would be very complicated.
Exactly, so I'd give it a 1 in that sense.
But
you know,
if you set it up
so it works and you're going to fix it,
yeah.
But it's not something I would go out and get on my own and be like, oh yeah, you know. I would, most likely, if I were on my own, I would have invested in a better computer and I would just watch everything on the computer.
And you know what? A lot of people do that. I don't get it wrong. That's why I used to do things as well. But the problem comes is that when you want to watch something with friends, unless you've got a 30-inch TV, you're scuffed. You know, you don't want your friends hanging around a monitor screen. You want to go to their house, obviously, but it's nice that, you know it's nice when, you know, a friend who comes around every Thursday, or most Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's listening to this as well, comes around and watches Desperate Housewives with you. You know, and you can sit down and giggle and drink wine or whatever you guys do.
I don't drink wine, she's okay. Driving.
Okay, whatever you guys do. Chat and what does my housewives?
Yeah.
And they put it nice because you don't have to be like your upstairs bedroom, you know, sitting around on some uncomfortable desk seats, you know. What?
Nothing.
You know, you can sit on nice sofas that we bought, you know, for guests, and sit down and watch it in front of a 30-inch widescreen TV.
Yeah, it's nice, but I don't know, it... Yeah.
You know it's nice.
I don't know, it just has me wondering, like, you know, how far I would have gone with technology, like, if I hadn't married you. Like, where I'd be, you know? Because, I mean, I was getting things that... other people weren't having, so like, how far along would I be, I wonder? I guess we'll never know.
Maybe you might have stopped.
No, I doubt that. I already downloaded stuff. I was already downloading things, and, you know.
Yeah, of course, but you would have, you may be downloading stuff, but...
Well, I would have realized at some point that I needed, like, something better to wash it.
You might have been still downloading stuff like Kazaa or something.
Probably, I don't know.
And being caught by the RIAA or whatever.
Probably.
The other MPAA.
No, I would have figured out about torrents at some point.
Okay.
No, I was pretty good about stuff like that. Now it's like, you know, I just hear about stuff kind of through you and all these podcasts. You know, and that's how I find out about things. I'm trying to think, how did I find out about things before? I suppose Birch told me about stuff. Some stuff.
Yeah, I also had a geek. That's why you're a geek hack.
Oh, nice. I forgot about that.
You also had a geek to tell you.
Yeah, well, it's on the geek hack.
Look at, I mentioned his name, Birch's setup. Birch has a computer next to the TV, and he plays stuff from the computer onto the TV.
That was really complicated last time I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the remote. I had that same remote, and he's got the one up from mine, the one I sold to Tony. But it's a complicated setup because, literally, if you want to watch a film, you start up Windows XP. That takes, quickest time, a minute, yeah?
Yeah.
You kind of have to log in, you know, sometimes. Maybe they got it set so it's not logged in, you know? And then you got to find the media and then, you know, click it and all that stuff. And then resize it to the full screen. Where, with this, you turn the Xbox on, it takes about 10 seconds. And you've got a menu that says video, music, and you know it. You just go to your share on your computer and click it and it's there. It just plays. You know?
I tuned out again. Sorry.
Okay, it's simpler with the Xbox.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think
it's quiet. It's a nice little quiet box.
Yes, it is quiet.
You know, it's behind glass, but it could be a little bit quieter if we wanted it to be. But it's quiet. It's not like a PC where it's like.
Well, I have to say the worst thing about that room upstairs is that, you know, you can't go to sleep until you've shut both doors. You know, because you just hear that. I was whining at the PC. Thank God, at least the server is up in the attic. So that was nice, though, putting the server up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the thing is, for something to be accepted by wives, it has to be unobtrusive, and you can't have cables going everywhere. And if you do have cables going everywhere, you have to think of ways to hide them, which. We've got everything sort of neatly up against the wall and going around with little hooky things that... And actually, you know what I was thinking, Ian? You shouldn't have nailed those down yet, because I still have to paint that door frame. I'm going to have to unhook all those.
Well, we've got loads more.
Yeah.
The whole point of that was so it would be a permanent. It would be permanently there.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to have to take it down to paint the door frame.
For those interested, I have a nice gigabit network between the upstairs and the downstairs, but the cable's gigabit compatible, but only one of the switches is gigabit. So at some point in the future, when we start streaming high definition DVD kind of quality over it, then it should be able to handle it. You tune out then.
Sorry, I just blanked. What?
At some point in the future, I'd like to do a little graph of my of the network in computer form, so I can. I did one age scale for the old home, but let's do one for the new home and explain choice decisions. Like, yeah, when Sarah talked about like the fact that. It should be hidden. Everyone goes, oh no, use Wi-Fi. I was like, well, yeah, obviously I would use Wi-Fi, but it's a little bit not quite reliable enough for streaming high definition quality over a year.
Well, we used to have problems streaming stuff off my laptop sometimes. It would stutter.
Yeah, I mean, that was 11 megabits. I mean, 54, which is what that new access point does, would be able to handle it, no problem. But that means we have to change all the Wi-Fi points on the... in the house. My laptop's got built-in Wi-Fi, so I'm just gonna have to like buy a separate card for it.
Are you using Wi-Fi right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'd have to like, if I want to stream stuff off my laptop, I'll have to get a 54 card as well.
Oh.
Also, 54 megabits is quite fast, but it's still not as fast as a 100 megabit network. Even if you've got 100 megabit wireless, the problem with wireless is that interference is a big problem. It's just radio, so you know a wall can interfere with it and drop it down to like 54 or less, or you know, someone's radio may even interfere with it. There's talk about the fact that if you have the deck phones, what we have, you know, for those people in America, we have 802 dot something deck phones which run on 2.4 gigahertz frequency. We've had those for years, maybe decades. Having those in the same house as Wi-Fi is meant to interfere. I've never had a problem, to tell the truth, but you know, stuff like that could drop your Wi-Fi down. So what that means for you is that when you hit movie, it may start playing or may buffer for quite a while before it starts playing, or it may even like stutter like your old laptop.
Are we ever gonna get my laptop fixed?
Yeah.
I miss my laptop.
I know you do. That's why I told you to try and get it fixed.
You're telling me to get it fixed.
Yeah.
You geek of all trades. Okay.
Don't do that.
I think you should help me get it fixed.
I'm gonna have to get a par.
You may as well. You know, I can't use it the way it is.
The problem is I don't know. I haven't got a soldering iron. I haven't got the soldering iron that a certain person has.
I think we should get him to fix it again. Have another go at it.
Well, he said he would, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
You talked to him?
Yeah, ages ago.
Oh, okay.
But I need to get it to him. And make sure he's got time to... When I've got the bike, I should be able to get him to come down here. Yeah. Actually, I'd love to ride down the A2, whatever that road is down there.
Oh, God.
As fast as he possibly can.
Without a helmet or something.
Without a helmet.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He's going to laugh. He's going to kill himself.
Oh, dear. Funny stuff. Actually, you should do that on the way to work in Covent Garden.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's true. I'll give a bell.
Okay. I'm really tired. We are all, after all, ill. And we've been wasting 46 minutes of people's time now. So, anyway, in conclusion, wife acceptance factor. Tread carefully when trying to get your significant other to accept something new. And by all means, don't try to use Keanu Reeves to... Because I don't really give a shit if Keanu Reeves doesn't work.
Use the THX Simpsons trailer to prove the point.
That didn't prove anything. It
made me laugh.
Well, it made you laugh. Okay, well, that wasn't... No.
If I showed you some real HD quality compared to standard definition quality, you might consider...
I've seen HD things when we went and looked at LCDs. I've seen
them. You seem like shit stuff. You want to see Lost in HD.
I don't care. I just want to watch the program.
You want to see the quality of it, man.
Ian, the quality of some of the shit we watch, you know? And you know what I'm talking about.
Like what?
The quality of some of the shit that we watch because we've elected to have it for free rather than paying £8 to go see it in the cinema. You know, how can
you... That's because the film's crap, that's why.
Not always.
Okay, true.
So, what I'm saying is, I'm just not that concerned about the quality of the picture.
Well...
You know?
I'm a little bit... I mean, if I...
Do you remember what I was watching before I came over here? Do you remember what my TV was?
Oh, you had some shitty bunny ears.
Rabbit ears. I had a proper TV with an antenna, and I got like 3 channels, and I didn't care because I just watched everything I wanted to. I downloaded stuff on, you know, and watched on my computer. But like the stuff that I did watch on TV, I just didn't care about the quality. So if you're trying to get your wife to accept something, don't talk to her about concepts that she doesn't give a shit about, like picture quality. I don't care.
Okay, well, I care because if I want to archive something and give it to other people, it'd be nice to have the best quality version.
It'd be nice, but is it necessary?
So we could, if we wanted to, go back and watch Lost from day one, which I've probably watched Lost 3 times over now, because I watch it once on the train to work every day, yeah, when you weren't interested, no one in the UK was interested, and then it came out again, and I watched it with you, because you wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And then I probably watched it again with, like, we watched it with other people. Anyway, so it'd be nice to have a version that we can go back to and go, oh yeah, it's lost from day one, you know?
No, I'm still not buying it.
Or maybe I just buy the DVD, stuff it. The DVD's still not high enough quality.
I don't know, you're really not selling me on this. Well, he'll keep trying, probably in another episode of Geek and Geek
High. End of the day, when the Xbox blows up, we're going to get Xbox 360.
So basically, there's going to be some kind of accident. Well, there'll be one boot through the TV and another one through the Xbox. Okay, so...
No, not necessarily, but...
I'm gonna come home and the Xbox will have had an accident. It'll have slipped down the stairs.
I'll probably be covered in mysterious
bruises.
Put it basically, once... Listen, don't listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Once Apple announced their new Mini Mac that has Front Row and does all this other stuff, then the chances are that I may go and buy that. Okay? If they don't announce it, and the Xbox 360 is chipped before that, then, and Xbox Media Center is put onto that and runs exactly how it is now but plays HD content, then the chances are I will probably buy it a few months later. You know, once the first lot of chips are out the way, first generation of chips are out of the way. I'm not really interested in playing games on it. I mean, I play an occasional game, but not that bothered. And with the TV, once the TV goes,
boot,
whatever, then yeah, an LCD will be on its way. The sound system I've had for like probably 10 years, you know, and I've that's no joke. That doesn't need to change. I would mind if it supported 6.1 or 7.1 surround sound, but you know what? I'm not going to have 6 speakers in the house.
You're putting me to sleep again.
Well, you see this. How many speakers do you count right now?
5.
Okay, 5. And then 1 sub, yeah?
Oh, wait. 1, 2. Oh, no, there's 6.
Yeah, clear the sub.
Yeah.
So, if you wanted 6.1, you'd have another speaker right behind us here.
That's where Donnie Darko goes.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't change that.
Well, good. Okay, I'm tired. Time to end. We're exceeding the time on our last podcast, and we were going to make it short. So, say goodbye.
You got to edit it. Take out all your guff.
I'm sorry, but I have to shut off while I go beat my husband now.
No, you have to shut it off.
I am going to shut it off.
You have to do it.
Look, there's a button that says stop.
But how do you know that's not, like, delete?
Well, how about I just press it and find out?
Just hit pause or anything.
Maybe I'll just hit stop.
Well, no.